If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
I'm the guy that wants the mapo tofu recipe, Jay, and with me is the guy that paints Easter eggs on Christmas. It's Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. What a fun set of episodes.
Yeah, I
feel like I've been saying that a lot lately.
You know, I'm done with saying that I'm done with my hero. It's ridiculous.
I think you're done with saying they are done.
Yeah, because I think last time we did My Hero, I mentioned that like I only watched halfway and then like stopped.
Yeah.
And lost interest. And then
where did you stop? The Christmas episode? Or?
Well, yeah, this time around, I did it again. I stopped halfway. Mm-hmm. I stopped right at the Christmas episode. Right before the Christmas episode, I think, actually, I stopped. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know why, I was, like, kind of dreading this second half, because I was, like, I fell off a lot, but then it was really freaking good.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I really loved, like, the backstories that we got.
Yeah, and I think I've had a history with not liking the back half of My Hero.
Mm-hmm.
And
the back half of seasons?
Yeah, of seasons. Like, they're usually not as good as the first half.
Yeah.
I love the second half. I think the second half was a lot better than the first.
Well, the first half was really good.
Yeah, they were both really good. But I really enjoyed the back half this time around.
Yeah. And do you have the synopsis ready?
Oh, but first, Jay, what anime are we talking about?
We're talking about the hero classic, My Hero Academia, mm-hmm. Season 5.
And I do have the synopsis ready. Quick and simple. Class 1 and Class A and B face off. Endeavor reluctantly takes students under his wing. And the League of Villains squares off with another sinister organization.
Yeah. Pretty much, like, that's like everything that happens.
Yeah. The three major plot points for this season.
Yeah. Alright, are you ready for some facts?
Yeah.
So, My Hero Academia is a shonen superhero fantasy anime released in 2016. It's crazy that it came out in 2016. We're in 2022. We're still watching it.
Yeah. It's good.
There's currently 113 episodes. There's 6 OVAs. This is based on the manga written by Kohei Horikoshi. And he's done a few other mangas and one-shots. Two of them that I wrote down is... Omagakidoki Zoo. I said that wrong. But I digress. The other one is Barrage. This was directed by Masahiro Mukai. And he's only directed one other anime. Or I guess this set of episodes was directed by Masahiro. And he's only directed one other anime, which was Trickster. But he did work on other anime such as Space Dandy and Blood Blockade Battlefront. That's a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm.
Two animes that we covered, so go check that out. The studio's Bones, and we did a bunch of Bones anime. Eureka 7, Skull Man, Soul Eater, Mob Psycho 100, just to name a few. This is licensed by Funimation. I wonder who's going to have the license after. Would it be Crunchyroll?
Yeah, probably just Crunchyroll. After...
Okay. But right now, since Funimation is still technically up, I guess they still have the license. The music is done by Yuki Hayashi. And they've done a whole bunch of anime that we've covered. So I was surprised to see how much they did. They did Death Parade, Haikyuu. Well, Haikyuu was like a joint music effort with somebody else. And Run with the Wind. And Welcome to the Ballroom. Pretty cool. What'd you think of the music, Aaron?
It's just good as always.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a bit more tracks now. Am I wrong to say that? I think on the last episode I just noticed like when they were like kind of goofing off, like it was like a weird song that I don't think I've ever heard before.
Yeah, there's some new tracks sprinkled in this season. Again, I really love the villain like metal that we get as well.
Oh yeah, super cool. And we get a lot of villains this season. The first opening song is called Number One, and it's, oh man, it's by Dish. Thank God that I remember, because I didn't write it down.
There you go.
They did a Naruto Shippuden opening. The second opening is called Merry-Go-Round, and that's by, that, oh my God, I forget. I didn't write that one down either. I just wrote Merry-Go-Round again. Sorry, Aaron.
No problem. Just a chillin'.
By Man with a Mission. So the second opening is called Merry-Go-Round, and by Man on a Mission. Here, let me start over. Let me just open this up so I can just read it. The second opening is called Merry-Go-Round, and it's by Man with a Mission, and they've done the music for Log Horizon. The first ending song is called Ashiato, and it's by the Peggies, and they did one of the songs for Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. And the second ending song is called Usojai Nai, and that's by Soshi Sakiyami or Sakiyama. And they did one of the songs for 243 Seiji High School Boys Volleyball Team. And as for cross media, there's the manga, 3 movies, 2 video games, and a bunch of merch.
There you go.
Do you have any My Hero merch, Aaron?
I do not, surprisingly.
Really? You don't have like a toga toy or something?
A toga toy? I wish I did. No. My desk is pretty barren of My Hero stuff. You'd imagine I would have at least one thing by now, but Ropey,
at least.
Yeah, but I don't think I have any merch.
I have 2 shirts and a backpack.
Well, there you go. Yeah, no, I don't think I do. It's weird. Yeah, no, don't have any.
Yeah, I got a toga shirt, and then I just got like a shirt with like all the heroes, or I guess class 1A. What I like to do is like when I show people that shirt with all of the classes, to ask them where the Invisible Girl's at.
She's right there. Her gloves.
It's a bit tough to find her.
There, her gloves right there. There, her shoes.
Yeah. I don't think you can see her shoes, it's just her gloves.
She's on all the shirts, Jay. She's just invisible. Right, and there's also the card game as well. That's very popular.
You had the cards, right?
I don't actually. Not for this card game. I like the Japanese game. It's different, yeah. Different cards.
All right, Aaron. Do you have anything general you want to talk about?
Before
we get into the topics.
Yeah. You know, I think Class A's quirks suffer from like unoriginality.
Okay.
Because they were the first ones.
The first ones made by the author, right?
Yeah. And Class B has like a bunch of cool, unique quirks.
Yeah, very, like, different as well. Like, The one guy from the last battle, the one that has like a, it's like double hit or
Yeah,
something
the
like
double
that.
impact.
Like, yeah, or twin impact, was
Yeah,
that what it
something
was
like
called?
that.
Yeah, that one was super interesting. I was like, wait a minute, what does this work exactly? And then when I saw it being used, I was like, oh man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's stuff that bounces off once, you can bounce it off again.
Yeah, even harder, right? It
Yeah.
like it does double the amount of damage from the initial impact.
That dude's cool. The ghost girl in that one was also really cool.
Oh yeah, she could like possess things, right?
Yeah, she can possess items. That was really
Oh
dope.
yeah, just as long as it's not that heavy, right?
Yeah. What is it? The, Oh, that was the other girl, right? Who could shrink things.
Yeah.
That was really cool. You know what the thing that got me, like, that doesn't make any sense? Because
What's that?
they mention she can only possess things that are like human sized. Or like the weight, I think it's supposed to say like the weight of a human.
Yeah, roughly the weight of a human or something like
Yeah,
that.
but then like there's like a whole bunch of things that are possessed that is like all like girders and like barrels and stuff. Like she drops like a bunch of crap on him.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's like immediately like, all right, what's the like if it's the size of a human that makes sense, but I think the specifics are like a weight, the weight of a human.
Yeah, probably. It might be like a translation thing from what we got. Yeah, but that man, it was like really cool to like see all of Class B like in action.
Oh
Because
yeah.
like we haven't seen everybody's quirk from the class. And
Man,
it was really cool to see it.
I would love a filler arc with them in it.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that like kind of in the episode with Froppy and Urarika with Selkie, I was hoping there was going to be other episodes like that, but with like Class B.
Right.
I was hoping that there'd be even like mixed, like maybe like other like work studies where it's like class like a character from class 1A and another one from B, like it's
Oh,
working together.
like the first time?
Yeah. I was hoping that something like that would happen as well. But we only get that Froppy and Urarika episode, which is really good. I really like that episode.
It's a anime only episode too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's I feel like when it goes into like actual like crime stopping, it's really, I think that's when it shines, because like drugs is like a real life like thing, like drug trafficking, and like being able to stop that is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Man, I really wanted to hang out with her agency a little bit more though.
The
Yeah,
dragon,
with
what's his name?
Ryukyu's
Ryukyu?
agency. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I really like how girly it is.
They're all girls there, huh?
Yeah.
So is Mount Lady's agency, right? It's all girls.
No, because Kamui Woods is a part of it.
Oh yeah, you're right. And the paper dude, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't, or Edge Shot or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're just a team because I think they said it. It says it like
Yeah,
real
but
quick. I don't think
it's
they're
her
part of.
agency though.
Yeah. But like they're not sidekicks, which is really a really cool distinction or whatever.
Yeah.
I
I
love
guess
it.
that would have been how Eraserhead and Present Mike's agency would have been if that guy didn't
Yeah, just
die.
like own a, just a team.
Mm-hmm.
I like how business like agencies are.
Yeah, especially like Endeavors, how like there's like hella people in there. It's like an
Yeah.
office. It's literally an office.
Yeah, it's like he has like 80 sidekicks or something like that, something crazy.
Dude,
Yo, yeah,
the girl
Burnin'.
sidekick was so cool.
You know, Burnin has like one of my favorite designs. She's, I wish we could have seen her quirk.
And yeah, it's just fire hair, right?
Yeah, she can
Her
control
hair's on
her
fire.
fire hair. Gosh, she's so cool.
Super neat. I
I don't
really
know
like
why.
how like
I love
positive.
how Yeah, how upbeat and positive, like, her dynamic with Bakugo is very, very funny. Let's see what more general stuff I have to say. You know, the more they show All Might's master and Deku's mom, the more I'm like, yeah, I can see that. They look like each other. And especially we get that scene on like that slideshow when she's playing with her son. Like she totally looks like Deku's mom in that scene as well.
Yeah, kind of even talks like her too, like the way that they speak.
Yeah. Oh, did you notice, Jay, the tear mark on her on the letter?
No,
That was
I
really
did
cool.
not.
Yeah, there's a little like wet spot.
Is it
Another.
from the dad or from
Well, yeah,
the mom?
it could have. I would assumed it was from the mom.
No,
But
that's sad.
that was like a really cool detail. That there was a watermark on it. But yeah, I assume it was from the mom. Oof. Man, they have a really great. There's like a really great dark tone in this the back half. And it sets up. I think it's setting up for like a really dark. Like the place where My Hero's gonna go next season. Like, I feel like basically the fun and games is over after this.
Like it's gonna go down. Like I feel like there's gonna be a lot of like there's probably gonna be some casualties.
Well, what's crazy is that this next arc will take up both, like, take up all the episodes.
Oh, it's gonna be just like one big arc. Yeah,
So
and
I
like
think
no more.
this whole arc took like a year to like finish.
Wow.
So this whole next season is probably gonna be all just the Paranormal War arc.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. And then after this is the wrap up of the second part of My Hero. Yeah, so this is the Empire Strikes Back. And then
Of My Hero.
yeah. The end the this is the I don't know what it but the second act. The end of the second act, and then we start the third and final act next season. Then 2 seasons from now.
What do you know when the next season is gonna start?
Fall.
Of this year?
Yeah. It's scheduled for fall. Pretty excited.
Yeah, especially after what we've seen, and like the new villain agent. Oh, it's not agency, but group.
Group, yeah.
There's like so many people in it, and like so then the new villains that they introduce have such like interesting powers as well.
Oh yeah. I
I
can't.
really like the motivational speaker dude.
I don't know all the power. He's like the ultimate support dude. I like that.
Yeah, what was his hero villain name?
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
All those new villains had interesting names. Like the reporter girl was Curious, right?
Yeah,
Her
Curious. That was
villain
pretty
name.
cool. Real quick, James, what do you think? Who's gonna fight who, James? Coming up.
Like that.
Like
Oh,
the
man.
matchups.
Well, I think Deku would probably fight. Oh, man.
I mean, he has to fight Shigaraki, right?
The Dead Hand guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I saw Dead Hand guy fighting the other dude with the pointy nose, I was like, oh, he gets really big. That's somebody that probably Deku would fight later on.
I mean, he could also fight
Right.
him, I guess.
But now he's kind of handicapped, right? He has
Yeah,
no
he
legs.
has no legs. That make for a cool fighting style, I think.
Yeah. Well, he had like that robot get up, so he could probably like have mechanicalized legs or something.
Yeah, well, he had the giant that giant robot suit, so
Yeah.
it'd be very interesting. I
Yeah,
think.
but who else? Who else? Who do you think will fight? Who's Bakugo gonna fight?
Oh, that's interesting. Probably the who matches up good with Bakugo?
No idea.
I don't know.
The guy that captured him? Mr. Compress?
I missed the compress. That'd be pretty fun.
That's the guy that captured him, no? Right?
Yeah, basically. Well, I think what Todoroki's gonna fight
Toga's probably gonna
Dobby.
fight. Oh yeah.
Todoroki's gonna fight Dobby, probably.
Yeah, for sure. I think they're setting up that ever since they introduced that that teleporting guy was Eraserhead's friend, that they're setting up that Dobby's probably somebody that we know.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't know, I
It makes
guess.
sense. Yeah. I made a connection between those two characters, Dobby and the other guy. The color of their eyes are the same.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I have Todoroki's dead brother.
Yeah. I didn't want to
I'll
spoil
just
it for
say, I don't know if
everybody.
it's a spoil. It's not a spoiler. You don't know what it
Yeah, 'cause
is.
we're still speculating.
Yeah. I'm not sure. You know what's wild? I think originally they weren't. There wasn't going to be relation. But, like, fans pushed for there to be a relation between the two.
I know, I remember like a while ago in like a few podcasts that you mentioned that Dobby, like there was like a fan theory that Dobby's related
Yeah,
to
Todoroki.
Todoroki, yeah.
Yeah,
And
so.
now we're like getting like connections that that's possibly a thing.
Yeah, but what's kind of wild, like, maybe he used his. Okay, so the thing I don't understand, right? There's that flashback of like all the kids playing or whatever,
Yeah.
and Endeavor goes, "Oh, don't, you know, you're not part of their world."
Yeah.
There's a red-headed kid there.
Yeah, I kept wanting to see that flashback again because I wanted to see who was playing.
Yeah, it
Because
was.
I always missed it.
Yeah, it was his
The
sister,
older sister,
the brother, and then
the one that doesn't like Endeavor,
yeah, and then
and
the
somebody else,
and then
right?
a red-headed kid. But then we find out it's a white-haired kid from the shrine.
Shrine, yeah.
So I don't know if that's a mistake or there's another kid out there.
Maybe, I don't know.
Nah.
He had a bunch of kids, so.
But yeah, it could be I don't know, the base or whatever of Dobby's. That'd be weird if Dobby is a Nomu as well.
I mean, he kind of looks like he was pieced together.
Right, I guess so.
But they did, the ice guy did say that, like, maybe his, like, because he looks like that, it's because his quirk is, like, burning, actually burning himself when he uses it.
That could be true. It's that
So.
overheat. He just uses it too much. It's too powerful.
Yeah. I wonder if it's blue because of, like, some sort of, like, chemical in his body.
Could be
Because I
blue
know
flames,
like
'cause blue flames are like hot, extra hot.
hotter than fire and red flames, yep. But then like if you add like stuff, you can make like a fire green.
Right. Man, Jay, I really love, speaking of like little details, right, from earlier with the teardrop.
Yeah.
I really like the little detail of the shadow guy liking the Kinoko, the mushroom girl. And that was really cute.
Oh, yeah.
And he
The
gets all
shadow.
timid
They're like on the
around
same
her.
team, right?
Yeah.
That
Like he gets like really
is pretty cute.
timid. Yeah. And we
There was
never.
another detail that I enjoyed was that the other shadow guy, the bird guy that's on Class A,
Yeah.
what's his name?
Freaking,
Tsukuyomi.
yeah.
Tsukuyomi and the mushroom girl were like hanging out together during that little party that they had
No. Cute.
after the thing. Yeah, probably because the mushroom girl f felt bad for using her scary quirk on him.
I know. I mentioned to Jay, I was like, I really love how he's like choking in the background.
Yeah, she offered him cough drops and stuff afterward.
No.
That's
Is it,
crazy, man. Because like
what a cheat.
without recover, I know, right?
That was like the
Because like I was
only
thinking about it.
one I watched, and I was like, that one didn't feel like a win. Like, that felt like a complete like ass pull.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it does make sense. Like, I guess, like, it just needs to be moist, and your insides are moist.
Right.
And I was thinking about it at work. I was like, man, not only like, if she can do that, like, just fill your throat up with mushrooms to like cause you to choke, and like possibly suffocate. Like, what's stopping her from just like putting a poison mushroom in your throat and then you're
Yeah.
just dead?
It's overpowered. It's pretty strong.
It's super overpowered.
Especially if you let her like set up. I know that's like the drawback that she has to like set up, but I don't know. That was really busted.
Yes, very creepy quirk. Like, I was w watching her fight was like, gave me like, made me itchy because I have like
Oh, yeah, I
all the
hate.
mushrooms and stuff.
Yeah, especially when it's like popping on the skin. Ugh, it's real bad.
And I like eating mushrooms, so it's like weird to see like that. It kind of like freaks me out to see like just a bunch of them.
Right.
Okay, what was it? Art and cinematography?
Yeah, Martin's cinematography, Jay.
You know, you asked me like earlier in the week, like what if there was like another anime that has like better like character design, and I don't know if they're like I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, probably like I would say like name a trigger anime. Like BNA has really great character design.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like
And
Trigger is
then I
probably
guess
the only ones I think that match up to it.
Little Witch is also really good.
Yeah. But anyone else, like I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah, 'cause like this one like not only is like good character design, there's like a bunch of people and like everybody's unique.
Yeah, I think like the closest, but there's some dumb designs in One Piece. There's
Yeah,
some like
for
really
sure.
bad designs in One Piece, but that one's also like very varied as well.
Yeah.
Ugh.
There's a lot. Yeah, One Piece has like a just like kind of like a circle character. Well,
Right.
like that one guy with the zipper mouth. It's like
Yeah.
basically just a circle with legs.
Or it's like Kuma.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite new design, Jam?
New design? Mercurius was really cool.
Burnin' was
Too
really
bad she.
cool as well.
Burnin' was also very cool.
Yeah, to be curious dies.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Is it the first time we've seen people like actually die?
I don't know.
I
There
think
was a lot of
so.
blood.
Yeah.
And they did say like they wanted to kill Toga for like Mercurius' sake.
Yeah, what? I hate bad guys who take their time. Like, all right, come on. No one has a gun. You can just shoot her.
Know they had to like twist her neck really.
Yeah, really slow.
With like four guys are on her.
Know, it's like it's so dumb. It took forever.
As it went the twice went through his whole backstory before and then saved her.
Exactly. How'd you like a pirate Toga? Had her eye patch.
She's always cute.
Yeah.
Even when she has her crazy face on.
Man. I'll wait to talk about it, but I'm very excited to see where like Toga's story goes, because we got like a only a glimpse into her backstory.
Yeah, that she was like a, I don't know, she just pretended to be a high school girl, right? Is that
Or
what it
middle
is?
school.
Middle
She had
school?
a mask. And then she went crazy. Broke. You notice that guy she was drinking the blood kind of looks like Deku as well.
Oh, really? I
Yeah.
didn't see.
Yeah.
I was too
Oh.
preoccupied about her crazy freaking face drinking through a straw.
That's so cool. Well, it's a dude, I assume, because it's a guy. It was showing like she was like watching him beat up a bunch of people. And I was like, oh, it kind of looks like Deku, which is pretty cool.
Man, you know, I have like this weird feeling that like Toga, I don't know, something's gonna happen with Toga. Like, I don't know if a change of heart or something like that. I feel like something's gonna happen with her.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
I think
Maybe it's
it's
just
too
something I want to
easy.
happen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something that I just want to happen. It'd be
Yeah.
great. Move over, Rarika. It's Toga's turn with Deku.
No, psych. It's gonna be what's her name? It's gonna be May. May's gonna end up with Deku.
It's gonna be Pinky.
That's the true,
The true couple.
the true couple is him and May. It's what more May. She's adorable.
Yeah. It's the inventor girl, right?
Yeah.
The eyes.
Yeah, she had a little cameo.
Yeah.
My
When like
Baby Academia. That was pretty cute. What was
she
she
made it
showing
bigger.
off? Whose gear? I forget.
I think it was Hararuka's, right? She had like a new helmet.
It might have been. Somebody was like explaining their new gear, whatever they had.
The flashback to when she was on top of Deku too, right?
Yeah. Man, she's so cool. All right. Anybody else you want to mention, Jam?
And I just saw a spoiler
Oh,
in
no.
the characters. No, it's not a big one. It's just Bakugo's hero name.
I was gonna wonder, I was like, what his hero name was.
Do you know?
No, I don't. I have no idea. I was gonna go look it up, and I just forgot.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah. But
It's
I
actually
didn't.
pretty nifty.
Oh, does he have a cool name?
Yeah.
A King Explosion Murder, bro.
Man, imagine that if that was his hero name. I thought it was really funny, like, now that you mentioned that during the Mushroom Girl fight with Tokoyami and the sparkling guy, when the sparkling guy got captured, he was like, "Never stop sparkling, no!" He said like his whole freaking name. It was pretty good.
What a dumb name.
I know, but it just shows like Tokoyami's like character. It's just like he's like so like polite and like kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but like he's just like
Very
he's not like
chill.
he doesn't criticize people.
Yeah. Can you pass the whatever food? I like that one. The last gag.
Deku,
Yeah, Deku.
hello.
Hello? Oh, whose new uniform did you like? The new revamp costumes.
Bakugo had a cool like winter whatever
Yeah,
costume.
uniform costume.
Yeah.
Like, I like how like it's more minimalist.
It's like a turtleneck or something.
Yeah. And then there's a Momo's cape.
Momo's cape was did it have fur on it?
I don't remember. But
I think
Momo's
something had
cape,
fur on it.
freaking, or maybe you're thinking of Pinky's jacket
Maybe
that
that
had
might have
fur
been
on
it.
it. It has like a puffy collar.
My poor Toru, poor girl, she has to be naked the whole time during winter.
Think she's not even cold.
Yeah.
She's used to it.
Well, I guess she could absorb sunlight, so I'm sure she's fine.
Trying to think. Oh, Minata has that grape stem.
Yeah, the straw. I thought it was a straw. I was like, what the heck?
He has a grape stem on his grapes now.
It's pretty. I noticed that too. I was like, was that new? It has to be new.
And then Deku's gloves, his new gloves. And they have this there's little spouts for his whip now.
This new, was it called Black Whip or
Yeah,
something?
Black Whip. Yeah, I think it's Black Whip, not Back Whip. I think it's Black Whip.
Super cool. It was super interesting that Deku's gonna be like super overpowered unless like your theory happens.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because there's like, has like 8 quirks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, and he has what, 2 already? Or I guess 3 if you count it. Count one for all.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that they mentioned like one for all was like the one quirk all for one
That
like
didn't go.
it didn't go well or
It didn't
whatever.
go his way. Yeah.
Didn't go his way. Oh man, it's also very cool. Bakugo pointed out that like one for all users don't live long.
Yeah.
They all die young. Which leads to my other theory. Pretty sure Deku might die in the end.
Oh, maybe.
It's because he's died. Because the whole thing is like, this is the story how I became the greatest hero. So he's got to like sacrifice himself at the end.
Yeah.
To.
But how is he talking about it if he's dead?
No, it's his last dying moments.
It's in his notebook.
Yeah, that could be it too. Or he's a ghost.
Maybe his other quirk, one of the quirks is being a ghost.
Being ghost quirk? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you have for cinematography, Jim?
Man, I don't even know. I might have been too enthralled with what was going on because it was so cool.
One of my favorite shots was of Shigaraki like as a kid, and they're like it's like flashing to each of the pairs of hands on his body,
Yeah.
and then the next one is like whose hands they are, like it shows like a picture of whatever family member is associated with like which hand.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, man, what a horrible story that was.
Yeah, what a crazy, but like I like the thought of he was like if anybody would have reached out, it could have been different. And like that's like a real like telltale sign or like one of like not even like psychopaths, but like children of abuse, which he was being abused.
For sure.
So it's like he's a it could have been different. Like a lot, I guess like a lot of like serial killers too are kind of like that too. It's like if somebody just would have, you know, the right person would have gave me, you know,
Attention.
guidance. And bad for him, it was the most evil dude of all time.
I oh Jesus. And he told the doctor, "Hey, go collect their hands real quick.
Oh my
Let's go
God.
traumatize them more."
Did you notice, because we talked about it before, but that doctor is the same doctor who saw Deku in the
Oh,
first
was
episode?
it? Oh my God, what the heck?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
But the crazy thing, it's not the same voice actor, because that voice actor is, he does All for One, or One for All. No, yeah,
Oh,
on All for One, yeah.
okay.
But it's basically like the same dude. Like if you go back to the first episode. So it's either like a really weird coincidence or it is actually him.
That is, Yeah, I remember it being like the, it looks, they look exactly the same if they're different.
And now you're like thinking about it, you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
And like
That is crazy.
the one crazy theory is that since he's like a quirk doctor, he can like scout for All For One.
Yeah, exactly. That is super interesting. What the heck?
Yeah.
It all makes sense. What the heck?
See, this show's pretty good, Jim. It's pretty.
Yeah, man. And that's a very cool like callback if that's the case.
If that's what it
It's like
actually is.
that's amazing.
I mean, they look too similar for. I mean, like I said, it could be a coincidence, but I don't know. It could be the reason why we don't see him, like, in the hospital. Like, what he looks like normally.
Yeah.
We never get that shot. So, I don't know how much I've said, like, I really love those shots in this anime where, like, the obscure stuff with the frame.
Yeah.
I really like that. Just the different framings of it.
Yeah, they did that with the doctor a bunch of times, like in that room that's like super dark. You could, it's almost like there's like a shadow veil over him, so you can't really see him too well. I mean, you could get the shape, and he has glasses.
Right. But we don't get any finer like details on him.
Yeah.
And then we do see him with like goggles and stuff on later. They did that with I forget who it was. They did it with one of the generals, I think. With like when Hawks was visiting.
Oh yeah, I think so.
And like they like cut his like top of his face off so he couldn't see. Did you I guess kind of speaking of it, I don't know if I liked learning the villains were or the League of Villains was already like in cahoots with them. By then it was like a weird thing. 'Cause I was like, oh, how did they get to be a part of the army or whatever the Liberation Army? So that was a
Did you like that that the guy with the wheels was part of the liberation thing?
you mean the guy with the
Or
wheels?
was it
Which one?
the one that like escorted the League of Villains to the town? Guy with the wheels,
Does he have
purple
wheel?
hero. I don't know if he has wheels, but he's like he just stands still and he's moving.
Oh, yeah. I know you're
I was
talking
like,
about.
hey, that guy, he's evil. What the heck?
I know it's he's evil.
He's a
Yo.
hero. What the heck? Characters. I have the list, but should we only talk about like the new people?
I mean, I don't know. I should talk about who we want to talk about, I guess.
Class B.
I don't know. I do. We've got to talk about everybody, I guess.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Who I want to talk about? Tetsu Tetsu. Man, he was so cool in his fight with against Todoroki.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty
He was
cool.
kicking some ass. Too
Yeah.
bad he can't take a lot more heat.
You know, real quick, you know, they have these kids like killing each other in this in that arc.
Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody died. Especially
During
with
that
like
training.
the comic guy. He's like dropping like things of concrete on people.
Exactly.
Or
I don't think he was actually attacking with them. He was trying to separate everybody, right?
yeah. But there was like a when Ida kicks that one dude in the head, like that could have not been felt
Yeah,
very good.
somebody like flew into like a wall.
Oh, Sue?
With the shin.
It was Sue
Sue? Oh
got
yeah, Sue.
thrown into the wall crazy.
And like the wall cracked and stuff.
Yeah.
I think Shinso also didn't he like get like tossed around by somebody and get
I
am I
can't
tripping?
think, yeah. But there was also like
Might
Shinzo trying to crush Deku with those pipes.
Yeah.
Like,
That would have killed him.
Yeah, there's like the dropping that silo on Ida as well. Probably didn't feel too hot.
That was pretty funny. Because like
And
you texted me like I think you were telling me that like can't you just move to the left and he
yeah,
would have been fine, but
just like
he chose to go
sidestep.
long the long ways.
Yeah. Like all he
And it
literally had
doesn't
to
make
do was
sense.
sidestep.
It kinda doesn't make sense that Lita would get hit by that because Lita's crazy fast now.
Right.
So I feel like he would have cleared that easily
It
no matter
was
which direction he went.
that big.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes for a cool scene, but I'm like, all I had to do was like just sidestep. He would have been fine.
Yep. Going to one of the buildings. One were there buildings? It was just pipes, right?
I mean, he could have probably just looked into like an alleyway. Cause it was like a city, environment. What a cool environment too. What a cool set piece, that took place in. I mean, I don't know who's people from Class B you really want to talk about.
There's Tetsu Tetsu. Who else is there?
There's a Kinoko, Mushroom Girl.
Dude, she was so cool.
Yeah, she's very cool. Kendo with her big hands.
Kendo's cool.
Also really cool. Tokage. It's the lizard girl. She's also cool. She's the other girl who got in on recommendations.
Yeah. Who was the other one? The shadow guy?
No.
No, it was the guy that
The
had like a
soft.
ro
That
yes. He looked
makes.
like RoboCop or something.
Yeah.
He was super cool.
Yeah,
I
Pony's
really
so
like his
mad. She's
kick.
speaking in English.
And he speaks English too.
Was a good. That was a good.
That was a good scene.
Yeah. Not a pony. I love Pony's weird English too.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, she's Tenta cruel. Yeah, she's super cool. Her quirk is dope. Ponies, her horn quirk.
Yeah,
Another
pretty
like
good.
weird, unique quirk.
I really like how like we like barely see these people's quirks, but they already like advance them to like a state like when they're like telling you what the power does. Like yeah, she could throw her horns and like right now she's up to like six. She can throw six at a time or
Yeah.
control six at a time or something like
You know, what I really liked about this the villain arc is like
that.
they're the night the setup of because if you think about it now, like everybody with Dobby like seemed beatable.
Yeah.
Like Toga seemed beatable, like oh what she could just transform into somebody, like she can't really do anything.
Yeah,
Or
and
like she can
now
get
we
the
know.
well she can get the jump on people, which is also very scary, but
Yeah, she could totally like blend in with somebody.
yeah, but now she can use people's quirks, which is like crazy,
Amazing.
crazy good.
Didn't the video game spoil that?
Yeah, well, no,
It
I don't know. I guess so, huh?
spoiled that she could transform into other people. But I guess it also kind of, because if she transformed to other people, that means in the game
She can
she
use their
could.
move sets.
Yeah, exactly. So
I
kind
guess
of
so,
spoils
huh?
everything about her,
That's
huh?
pretty cool. That's neat. Like, oh, it's just a fighting game mechanic. Nope.
Nope.
It's like actually how her quirk
Actually.
works. That's
Super overpowered.
pretty cool.
And I mean, it makes sense because you're drinking, she's drinking their blood. That means she's getting like everything from them.
Let's talk about
Like
Togo, Jam.
DNA wise.
Let's talk about
Okay, go for
man. I love that her quirk, like they mentioned, like her quirk is what fuels her fascination for blood. And there's that really, really dope scene where she's like drinking that bird's blood.
Yes.
And then her parents just like freaking out.
Yeah, and they're telling her like not to make that face.
Yeah, act normal. See, another thing, it was like if she would have just had more like
Support.
supportive parents or whatever, she probably would have been I mean, maybe not fine, but
Yeah, because their quirk is kind of funky. I don't know how you would be able to use it in like a normal society,
I mean,
other than like asking
yeah,
somebody for
you
like a
probably
skill or
ask
something.
people for blood, I would imagine. Yeah, it's, I mean, like the whole thing of like them begging her to be normal is kind of like what set up her like mental break.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to see what caused her mental break. We don't know what it was.
Yeah, we're still missing some pieces to the puzzle for Toga.
Yeah, so I'm very interested to see where that goes. Her versus Uraraka probably coming up pretty soon.
I'm assuming that has to be the matchup because she also says that she loves Uraraka.
She loves Uraraka, she loves Deku. I love that. God, she's such a cool character.
Yeah, she's super dope. And then we got, man,
Talked
that
about
episode
twice.
twice. Twice is like probably my favorite villain right now.
Dude, he's so broken.
Dude, yeah. It was such a like relief almost, 'cause like I was thinking like, 'cause so they brought up the fact that like he's scared to like hurt himself because he doesn't know if
If he's a
he's the
clone.
if he's a clone.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I was like, I think I would have been happy either way if he ended up being a clone or and ended up dying or and or not, 'cause like I feel like it would have been such a like cool like dramatic thing that like he finds out that yeah, he actually was a clone the whole time and is
God.
done for.
Yo, when they right when they broke his arms, they're like break his arms. I was like, oh, and they broke his arms. I was like, oh no, that's the real guy then.
Yeah.
Especially they set up at the beginning of the episode. He's like, it's enough. It to take enough damage to break one bone, he says.
Yes.
And they break both of his arms.
Crazy.
Oh.
And that just gives them like the, what is it? What's the word? Like the comfort of like knowing that he's
Right.
the original, so
He just goes in.
yeah. If I was him, I would probably keep something on me that makes me know that I'm the original. If I knew I had like some sort of like if I had like psychotic episodes or something like that.
Right. Keep
I
a
feel like I
totem.
keep like a necklace on me or something like underneath that I could like feel through my uniform or something.
I mean, to be fair, wouldn't it, like, all of them have it?
Yeah, but like I'm pretty sure his quirk allows him to just like make any kind of version of himself, not an exact copy of like what you're wearing the
I
whole
mean,
time.
he couldn't make a like a healthy version of Himeko.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Because he didn't have her stats or whatever.
He
And
doesn't know her as well as
he couldn't use an old version of her because he said like she was because she's growing up.
Yeah.
She's like taller or whatever, so they don't have couldn't use like an older version of her, which is also very interesting.
But man, after he broke his arm, they broke his arms. It was like, oh my God, this guy, he's the sickest villain right now.
I think he's so cool.
Yeah, he's so dope, man. Like I like thinking of like what would I do if I had that quirk? And like all the problems, like it would be cool, like in theory it would be cool to have that because like oh, okay, I make two versions of myself. And then we all get jobs, and then we could buy a house like hella easy or something like that, right?
Right.
But then, like, you can't just like kill your other copies. It's kind of like messed up to do that, right? Because they're working for you.
Sure, you can
You're
kill
like
him.
you're kind of, because you're like working as a team.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean that's so it would cause like a whole bunch of problems if you were to try. It'd probably be really like psychologically like. Like hurt, it would hurt you psychologically to do something like that. So it makes sense why he's like so messed up.
Right.
Because like I think in any situation it'd be like really hard to like have three like and like there's kind of like be harmony between all of them.
You know, I do like that one common thing of like all these people needed was like one person to reach out.
Oh yeah, twice was the same way, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he was so like bent out of shape when that one guy got captured. 'Cause
Yeah.
like he was the first person.
You have to reach out to him. So it's like, oh, it's so cool. I really, really like that common thread. Same
Still don't
thing
have like
for Spinner.
Spinner, yeah.
Yeah, he
He's
was
kind of like a otaku or
he's
something.
a Hikimori. Or a Neat. Yeah. No. He's got reached out to. By the way, Spinner's kind of a whack character.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too. I was like, you know, I mean, he looks all right, but
Have all the League of Villains, like they got just a dude.
just a lizard,
Like he's
a
nothing like
gecko,
really,
right?
even,
Gecko.
yeah, Gecko. He's nothing like anything like too special about him.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, right? Because he makes it a point that, like, yeah, I'm not that special, but
He
I'm
saw
trying
something.
to.
He saw something in me.
Yeah.
Anybody else, Jay? Anybody from? Oh, you know who I want to mention?
Was that?
And it's somebody like I hated on last season, and that
Who's that?
was Endeavor, man. Endeavor's redemption arc was really freaking good.
Yeah, like him trying to like open up to his family is like really, I really like it. The end outcome of it though, I don't know how well that's gonna play out. Like
Right.
him just li living alone.
Yeah, it's not done, for sure. The
Yeah.
his family, the Todoroki family arc isn't done yet. But like he's still trying to hold on to like punish himself or whatever.
Yeah, trying
Like
to atone for
yeah,
that
it
past
won't be
what he
done
did.
until like Todoroki and the brother like forgive him.
Yeah. I want to know what the rest of the family's powers can like how much of their powers can they use?
Well, like, I
Because
assume
like
the sister
the
can use like a
sister's
little bit
pretty
of
thick.
fire because she has like a little bit of red hair.
Yeah.
She's
Yeah,
also
she
like
can
super
fight.
cute.
Can they all use both or?
I assume because the one kid's hair is all white,
That
probably he
he's
only
only
got
gonna get.
the ice.
Yeah.
And then the sister probably has a little bit of fire, or maybe she doesn't even have a quirk, which would kind of suck.
Oh yeah, maybe. That's totally a possibility.
Yeah, she just has the hair colors.
Yeah.
Same
Didn't
thing for
they
the
say
brother.
that the dead brother, didn't they say that his power, I think Endeavor said that his fire was hotter than his, right?
Did he?
I think he said that.
Oh, I don't remember. It would make sense if that was Dobby.
Yeah.
Because Dobby's fire is pretty hot.
But he had like no ice. I think that's what it was. He had
Oh, I think
like
you're
potential
right.
with like the fire. He had potential with fire, but he had no ice.
But no ice. Maybe that's why he's like, Dobby kills himself with all this fire. No way to cool himself down.
Yeah.
See, he's like 100% part of the what is it? The quirk singularity or whatever.
Oh,
The
yeah.
chaos theory, or doomsday or whatever.
Yeah.
Where just quirks get too are gonna get too strong eventually.
Yeah, that's like such an interesting thing
Right.
that like eventually there's probably gonna be like some sort of like government intervention for quirk users to get together.
Well, yeah, it's
Like
like
you probably
can't have these
like only
quirks mingling with each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
That's
super interesting. I've always wanted a series that takes place during like the Wild West times. Like right when quirks were being discovered. I
Yeah.
think that'd be like super interesting as well. You get like a little look at it with Destro's stuff.
Yeah.
Any other character, Jay? You want to mention?
Trumpet was really cool. I really
Mm-hmm.
like the idea of that, of like just a supporter person, is like being able like to motivate people to like,
Yeah, and he's
and
a
it actually makes them
politician,
stronger.
which is also really
Yeah.
cool. The whole idea of like a
Too
villain
dope.
town was also very cool.
Yeah, very interesting. And what's another thing that was interesting is they said like statistically there was like only like 90% of them were part of the organization.
Right.
That means there's like 10% of them that like have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, all right, Jay. Anybody else? Trying to think. Trying to think
What's that?
Yo,
Oh,
that.
didn't they show that bunny girl?
Yeah, she was in there for a little bit.
Yeah.
She kicked the Dobby.
Yeah, she kicked Abby. Hella sick.
Yeah, she's so cool. We're gonna see more of her next season, I think, I believe.
Wow. Oh yeah, probably she's probably
Is she number
part of that
three?
invasion. I don't know.
What number? She's top 10, I think.
Let's see.
Because Ryukyu is number 10. Oh, don't be looking at
Yeah,
me. She might be dead.
on the wiki on the oh, I know. Jesus. On the wiki, it only shows like people from the anime. It only shows Endeavor, Hawks,
I
Best
mean,
Genus.
Rumi's in there. Rumi, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, she. I believe
Oh
she's number.
yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Yeah. What number is she?
It doesn't say what number she is.
I know. I think she's like top five, I want to say.
Yeah, I remember her being like really high.
Yeah.
Washing machine guy was like number 10. So she's
Or.
probably better than him.
No, Ryukyu's number 10.
Oh yeah. What was
He's
No, he
like
was like
8.
13. Oh, 8.
Yeah, the washing machine dude.
What a cool dude. That's who Koda was with, right? In his work study.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Let's see. Oh, Ed Shot is also. Oh, she's number 5.
Okay.
Gang Orca is number 12.
That's who your girl was with,
No.
Jiro.
Yeah, Gang
Makes
Orca.
sense. Makes sense 'cause like Gang Orca can use like echolocation, right?
Yeah.
So they're both like hearing.
Oh, Genius is number 3.
Who?
Genius,
Oh,
the best
Genus.
genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was number 4 when All Might was
Yeah.
the best.
And then Ed Shot. Mirko's number 5. Crust is 6. Kamui Woods is 7. That's crazy that they're in a team together.
I thought Kami Woods was a lot lower,
That's
or like
crazy.
a higher number.
Oh, I guess that's him and Mount Lady. Because Mount Lady's 20. She's like 23.
Oh, okay.
You know what I really liked? That Ida's hanging out with Manuel or yeah, Manuel.
Who's like number 330
Yeah, he's
something?
222.
Yeah.
Because he's with working with his brother.
Yeah. Super cool. I really like that as well.
I wonder what Wash's quirk is, but I don't want to like look at it.
It has something to do with water.
Yeah.
Maybe soap.
I'll probably go look at it.
Maybe soap. That'd be
The
pretty
name of his
crazy.
quirk is Clean Bubbler, so I think you're right. It has to do something with the
Bubbles and soap.
bubbles and soap. That's funny.
Probably he can control bubbles, and he's a washing machine because that makes bubbles.
Right.
He's basically Bubble Man from Mega Man.
Oh, that's so cool.
What? The spoiler, don't tell
Yeah, I won't
anybody.
tell you, but it's pretty cool. He's a kind of a support hero as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
Cleans your
support.
clothes.
He has a support power.
He cleans your clothes. When he cleans your clothes, you get faster.
That'd be pretty cool. Lifts the dirt from you.
There you go. Oh, yeah. If he cleans you, you move around faster.
All right, Jay. Any other thing you want to bring up we haven't brought up yet?
You need to bring back Lunch Rush.
Lunch Rush?
I want to see him fight.
Gosh dang it.
What if he's like another support person?
Oh, makes food. Makes you stronger. And
makes you stronger. Or you have more stamina. That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I think one thing I want to mention is, you know, I don't mind this back half was all set up for next season.
Me neither. It was super cool. Villains against villains was amazing.
Oh, that was so cool. The idea of like the whole, they had to like, it's like Fight Town.
Yeah.
Was really dope. Man.
That ice dude was super cool too.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him fight.
Because he has like power over just ice. He can't make ice, right?
Yeah.
But he can control like temperatures or something. Well, he can like
control
that,
temperature of water as well. Yeah. But he's not like Todoroki.
Todoroki.
He can make ice. Oh, by the way, freaking Todoroki, like, using his ice to move sounds so annoying if you, like, are, like, in his path.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're like, oh.
I felt like he would have been the slowest out of...
Imagine being late to work because there's a thing of ice. Yeah, you can't get over.
Yeah, Jesus. Everybody needs a four-wheel drive. In the future.
All right, Jim. Any final thoughts for you? Any other wrap-up?
Man, I can't wait to watch more.
Man, like I said, I'm done sleeping on My Hero. Every time I think I'm over it, I get...
Yeah, dude.
I fall back in love.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Man. Because I was like, I don't know. It's so funny.
And we got to savor those happy episodes that we got this season. Yeah,
they're probably done.
Probably not going to happen next season.
Next season's going to be like, I hope it's like super dark. That'd be really cool. Yeah.
It's going to be filled with action. Somebody's getting stabbed by Toga.
Oh man, someone's going to die. Oh no, it's Froppy. No!
She's probably going to be with Uraraka. Probably
oh no!
Somebody's gonna get stabbed.
I hope not.
Like that. Toga's like sneaky. Like, where'd she go? And there's like 20 people around her. Where'd she
go? She fucking just like bounced. She's so cool.
She's like, look over there. And everybody looked.
Yeah, basically. I don't know how she got away with everyone looking at her, too, which is very, very sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
She used her blood powers to shrink herself and ran away.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Kyrus' power to make, like, landmines was really cool.
I know, man. That's such a neat power.
Too bad she's gone now, but that was
Too bad she's gone. We got her for half an episode.
How much you want to bet Toga's like, oh, I scraped some of her blood?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Like, I don't know how she did it, but she did it. She has some of her blood.
Kyrus' power, she had to touch... it right,
and then she can make. Yes, remember she made the blood explode. That was crazy.
Oh yeah, like she exploded people, right?
Yeah,
they sacrificed themselves.
Well, no, their blood. She exploded their blood too, which is crazy. Because when Toga was eating the blood and it blew up on her,
yeah,
that was really cool. It was also really tough to see like Toga like stab all those dudes, and like start to drain them. Really dope. All right, Jay. Accessibility. It's pretty high.
There's a lot of blood.
Yeah, and there's a lot of blood this season. Especially this season. Blood and chunks of people.
Oh, my God.
Chunks of dogs.
That was so brutal to see. It was like freaking Elfin Lied.
Yeah.
For a little bit. That episode was like Elfin Lied.
Man, you know... I guess we didn't really talk about it, but I love how much the dark parts of this season, like, really contrast with everything.
Yeah, because like you have a Christmas episode and then you have a dead dog,
You get a
dead
Christmas episode.
family.
You have the class A versus 1B was, or A versus B was pretty light for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's like kind of funny to see in this same season, then we get a cut up dog. And yo, I don't know why I was thinking it'd be really funny if they like casted one of the dog's paws or whatever.
And then he just keeps it in his pocket or something.
No, it's cute.
Oh.
No. Gosh dang it.
The dog's name was what? Moan? Moan?
Yeah, Mun? Moan? Something like that.
It was a Shiba Inu, right?
Yeah, it was adorable. Was it Corgi? Was it a Corgi or Shiba? It
Corgi.
was a
That was
Corgi, right?
Corgi. Yeah, Corgi.
Oh, I was like, when he was crying and hugging it, I was like, oh no.
I was like, it's gonna happen. It's gonna
Nah.
happen.
Doing the
I
dogs.
wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting pieces. I thought it was just gonna like disintegrate,
Yeah, that's what I
like all
thought
the other.
too. Poor
It was
dog.
brutal.
No. And it's like really sad when its eyes went. When it died, essentially.
Yeah, just like
Well.
stop listening.
No. And when eyes went pale. Very sad.
Poor pup.
Poor everybody, even his like sister and stuff. Sister
Yo,
and
but his sister freaking ratted her out. Ratted him out.
stupid kid.
I think it, that was a the final straw was probably the
didn't
sister
even like
telling on
she
him.
didn't even rat him out. She like set him up. She
Yeah.
was the one who was like, "Hey, look at this picture."
Yeah, this is your grandma. Let's start an agency or what did she say?
She's like,
Let's,
"Oh, I believe in you. I really
let's
like
be
that."
sibling heroes.
Yeah, she's like, "I believe in you. If you want to be a hero." See
Yeah,
that?
no,
That's
maybe she
also like,
wanted to see it.
people were like very supportive of him being a hero, but they just didn't like stand up to his dad. The dad, I think it was just like, because we do see the mom, like, telling the dad like, "Hey, like, enough is enough." So I think it's like looking through the eyes of a kid where you don't see, like, there's actions being taken place when you don't think there is.
Yeah, exactly.
Also very, very cool, I guess. Cause everyone seemed like way too nice for them to like not tell the dad anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everyone seemed like too loving for the dad not to, I don't know. Yeah, and this again, it's a little bit of fan service. A lot of with the Mount Lady camera shots with
Yeah,
her
she's
jigglies.
trying to sell product.
I love that. It's so funny. Oh, speaking of that, I wish that episode was a little longer too. That segment of interviewing people
Yeah,
and Deku
that was
being
pretty good.
stiff. Oh, it's so good.
Was that
Yeah.
when you started like talking a whole bunch?
Well, yeah, he started off like not talking to anything at all, and then she mentioned All Might, and then he went too
He
far.
went off, right?
Yeah. That's so funny. I like Deku. Deku is a pretty funny character. And then you can watch this on Crunchyroll.
I watched it on Hulu.
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu as well, and I think the first couple seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah, probably.
What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
I think it's high, actually.
Yeah, this set of episodes was really cool. I would love to probably pay more attention to details. Like, you mentioned
The teardrop,
the
the water,
teardrop.
and the water drop on the. No, there's a lot of like things that I loved in this season that were like a show don't tell. Kind of things. So,
You
yeah.
know something we didn't mention? We didn't talk about the openings and endings.
Oh, pfft. What'd you think of the openings and endings, Jay?
Man, you know this newest one? I didn't really like the song. What do you? How do you feel about
The
it?
last one?
Yeah, the last one.
It's okay.
I think the one before it was pretty good.
Yeah, the ending though for this half was pretty good. I really like
For
how
the
solemn it
second half?
is. Yeah, the second half.
It's like mostly about hawks, right?
Yeah, but I like how solemn it sounds. Sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want for the next season, Jay?
I mean, we got kind of the what I wanted, but I want to see more different team
It
ups.
looks like we're gonna get more. Yeah, we're gonna get more team ups, Jay.
Yep.
There
And it's
was.
probably not just going to be students, it's going to be like pro heroes as well.
Real quick, Jay, what was your favorite team?
Oh man. I like Tetsu's team.
Oh yeah, him, Pony. It was him, Pony, the soft guy, and then who was their other one? I can't remember the fourth guy.
Well, I just like Tetsu, that's why I wanted to mention.
Who was their fourth guy?
I don't know.
I don't know why I can't think of
Because
what his quirk was.
that was they were against Lita
That was the
and
guy. Yeah, that was the guy who
Bakugo
was like,
Todoroki.
that was the guy who was telling like, yo, we should calm down and everything. Oh, what was his quirk? Dang, I can't remember what it was now. You remember, Jay, what it was?
Maybe I should look it up, the characters.
Did he get,
Like
was
pictures.
he the first one thrown in jail?
Might have been.
What was his quirk?
I want to see pictures. Here.
Don't know. We'll figure it out later.
Man, I'm looking at them. I was like, oh, why don't I still don't know. Like looking at all these people. Mushroom.
I just look up the fourth battle or whatever, the third battle. Yeah, the fourth battle. Fourth? Was it the fourth or the third? I don't remember. Anyway,
Can look it up later.
yeah, I really want to see how continue this trend of like how dark it's becoming. That'd be very, very interesting. And yeah. What the final rating, Jay, what do you give it?
Yeah, this is gotta go watch.
Yeah.
This was a fun set of episodes. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this has been my favorite season of My Hero, I think.
Really?
Yeah, 'cause it like the whole way through was really good. And like I said, I've always had that issue with it just gets slow. This slows down on the back halves. And this time it didn't slow down. It was all gas, no brakes, Jay.
Definitely.
All right, now that we've finished our internship, Jay, our hero internships,
We got our pro license finally.
hanging out with what's his name, the fourth kind, the dude who had four hands. Remember that guy? I think his name was the fourth kind. He's the guy that Kirishima and Tetsutetsu were training under originally.
I don't remember.
You remember
Is
that
that
guy? He was like a cool ass
there?
mob boss. He had like a bunch of rings.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I think his name is Fourth Kind.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, but that guy's super cool. Are you ready for what I have for us next week, Jim?
Yeah, what do you got?
I have. Yeah, I guess it was one of the nominees for Anime of the Year last year.
Oh wow, which one?
We are watching a Ranking of Kings.
I knew it. I knew you were eventually going to pick this one.
Yeah, I've been waiting a bit to pick this one, and I'm very, very excited to watch it.
Ranking of Kings.
Ranking of Kings, and it's 23 episodes, and it's dubbed on Crunchyroll.
Okay. Perfect.
So very, very excited to check this one out. And if you're excited to check Breaking the Kings out, or you enjoyed our review on My Hero Academia Season 5, go ahead, leave us a review, leave us a like. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, Amazon Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Check out the Instagram. You can DM me there. You can email us at animechairmama@yahoo.com. Excuse me. And yeah, I
Formal
think that's
request.
yeah, formal requests, anything you want, anything you need, let us know. And that's it, everybody.
Yeah. We'll see
Until the
you
next
guys
one.
in the next one.
Yeah. Stay being heroes. Thank you.